How's work? When are you gonna get married? Are you gonna have kids soon? Oh, for the love of God. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and I'm committed to sharing with you all the things they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about pleasing our family over the holidays. As Christmas is fast approaching, that little pit in your stomach might be growing about the questions you're going to be asked, how to make sure mom and dad are proud, and getting yourself through this crazy chaotic time. So let's jump in. I've learned that your friends and family, the people who care about you most, had painted this picture in their mind of what your timeline for life should be. They thought you would go to college and then you'd get married to some handsome partner that is loaded and can take care of you, but you also go on to be a successful business person of some sort, and then you have this beautiful wedding and you have wonderful kids and they are just so happy to be a part of your life. But what happens when you're not living on their path? What happens when you had other ideas for your life, you change up that path, and you throw everybody for a curveball? There's more questions, and their questions fill you with doubt because you're wondering if, are they questioning me because they don't believe in me? Are they questioning me because they don't think I can do this? And chances are they're questioning because they don't understand. And it's okay if they don't understand. This journey isn't theirs, it's yours. And if it feels good to you, then you should be doing it all in. Not to please somebody. You guys, when I first said out loud to Derek and to my family that I don't see myself being a therapist in a 9-to-5 job for my whole life, and in fact I don't see myself doing that beyond the next couple of years, I about pooped my pants. I was horrified to say that out loud and tell them that, because, well, why did you go to school for 6 years, and what are you doing? Where's the stability in that, and how are you going to pay your bills? And I was just prepared for all of those questions. And fortunately for me, those questions never came. I feel very blessed to have a family that is very accepting and understanding. And that's just my immediate blended family. But I thought, wow, how cool is it that because they saw my passion, they saw my light for doing what my heart is calling me to do, that they didn't even for 1 second question it. So going back to how to handle those questions and their doubt, turn inward. Take a look at yourself, because other people really can't instill doubt in us. Only we can do that. Hear that again. Other people really cannot instill doubt in us. Only we can do that. When someone says something bad about me, and it resonates, it's only because I've felt that way before. And the same is true of doubt and fear. If someone else points out a flaw in my plan, points out how this might not work, if I believe it for even a second, that means I was already having that thought. So in order to be who you fully are, to be proud and tell your family your plans and stand tall in that, you first must believe wholeheartedly. Otherwise, as you're trying to convince them, you also are trying to convince yourself. And you can see how that would quickly go wrong. Okay, so I need to stand tall in who I am, be proud, know my own insecurities so that I can't allow other people to play off of them. But how do I deal with the travel, the gifts, the making sure everybody else is happy? Because if you are a people pleaser in recovery like myself, this can be super challenging. You want to make sure everybody feels your love. You want to make sure that everybody is happy. You want to make sure that everything goes as smoothly as possible, because in the past, it hasn't always been like that. In the past, you've maybe relied on a few extra drinks to help you get through. You've maybe avoided. You've maybe not said things that you wanted to say just to keep the peace. Well, this year is going to be different. This year, you're going to walk in with a different confidence. This year, you're going to walk in knowing that nothing comes before your own mental health and taking care of you. Nothing can come before that. When we put other people and their needs and their wants and desires in front of our own, all we do is shit on ourselves. We say, yep, you matter more than me. And I'm sorry, but disappointment does not kill a person. So if you do something that does not perfectly please someone else, but it makes you feel better, if you don't go thousands of dollars into debt this holiday season trying to please your family and friends, their disappointment that you did not stand up to what they wanted for the holidays will be okay. They will survive that. But you may not make it through the holidays in one piece, and you may need extra therapy sessions because you put your entire life on blast. You went into debt. You had panic attacks. You went into a dark depression because all for what? To please somebody else? A person can live with a little bit of disappointment. You do not have to live with increasing those mental health symptoms to please somebody else. That's fucked up. Give yourself permission to do what feels good to you. What is your love language? Take a look at that. Is it quality time? Is it acts of service? Is it gift giving? What is it for you? Maybe it's physical touch, and all you want to do is cuddle up with your family on the couch and watch movies. Or maybe it's quality time, so you want to spend the afternoon in the kitchen cooking with your family. Maybe it is giving gifts, so you're going to diligently plan how you can please everybody. Maybe it's doing an activity together, creating gifts together. Maybe it's some sort of crafting so that you can just purchase the supplies and then do this thing together. Whatever it might be, get creative with it so that you aren't becoming a hot mess in the process. And last but not least, understand that this time of year tends to be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. You can look at, you know what? So personally, I have to spend time in the car. But instead of saying, oh my gosh, why do I have to be the one traveling on Christmas? Why do I have to be the one making sure I get to see all of my family? I'm just changing my language to say, wow, I feel so lucky that Derek and I have this beautiful new truck that is going to drive us through any weather to be able to spend with the people that we love. Because I talk a big talk and I'm like, I'd rather just stay home and have Christmas with Derek and my cats and enjoy our Christmas tree and have our gifts together. But that's not true. In the first 6 minutes, I would be lonely and missing my family and all of our traditions together and all of the laughs and the memories we're going to make. So it's all about changing your language around it. Is this an I have to do this or I get to do this? And how can I be more grateful for the fact that I have family who wants to spend time with me? Coming from a blended family, my biggest thing has always been, I am so stressed out, but so lucky to have so much family that wants to spend time with me. How cool is that? Like, what an awesome problem to have. Because you know what? So many people are spending the holidays completely alone. So keep in mind that you can always turn around and have a grateful heart. And your family might stress you out like no other. And that's okay. Because you have them. And at the end of the day, you get to go home. You get to go back to your routine. So notice it. Lean into it. And embrace this amazing holiday season with an open, grateful heart. The holidays can be tough, but you are so much stronger. Hang in there. You have so much support and love around you. I know you got this. I love you guys so much. Thanks for hanging out on today's episode, and I can't wait to see you so soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.